I'm April Cummings with your latest news. The murder trial of Demecio Frederick has stalled for the second straight day. Mr. Frederick is accused of killing his uncle, Christopher Johnson, on New Year's Eve in 2024. Radio K-Man's Jevy Ebanks has the latest from court.
The murder trial of Demecio Frederick has stalled for a second consecutive day, delaying the expected start of closing submissions. The jury, who sat for less than an hour today, were instructed to return on Monday as the court continues to review potential CCTV evidence. The delay stems from a jury request for additional CCTV footage, prompting the Crown and defense to revisit a large volume of material. Although both sides had formally closed their cases earlier in the week, the jury's question opened the possibility that further evidence may need to be presented. The court also heard concerns from the defense regarding legal aid matters and scheduling conflicts. Senior defense counsel is expected to begin another case in the United Kingdom next week, raising issues about availability should the trial extend further. The court has now granted additional time for the continued review of CCTV footage and for logistical arrangements in anticipation of the trial entering its third week on Monday. Jevy Ebanks, Radio Cayman News.
More than 9,000 people in Cayman registered for this year's regional Carib Wave tsunami exercise, with a focus on the tourism and hospitality sector. Hazard Management teamed up with the Kimpton, Hotel Indigo, and Bonnie Moon Beach Club in the annual earthquake and tsunami simulation on Thursday, practicing how hotels would notify guests and vertically evacuate them to higher floors. Kimpton Sea Fires, Jan Gillette.
It's more than an exercise. It's really something that we are living from all our colleagues and even our guests. And we're reviewing the protocol. We're reviewing all the policies and procedures just to make sure that we are efficient. And we got this.
For more information, head to caymanprepare.ky. Cabinet discusses road matters, conservation management plans, and mass migration at their March 12th meeting. Radio Cayman's Carsley Fuller has more.
Cayman's leaders approved the Hemington Forest Management Plan and several road matters, including a new public road in Frank Sound, as well as road improvements and a potential new road in West Bay. They also transferred a private road in Northside to the Crown. Additionally, they passed the Auditor's Oversight Amendment Validation and Repeal Bill for Parliament, which will correct the establishment of the Auditor's Oversight Authority Board and, quote, validate its past actions. Lastly, Cabinet approved the reconstitution and membership of the Mass Migration Committee. Reporting for Radio Cayman News, I'm Carsley Fuller.
And you can find the full summary online at gov.ky. It is the grand finale of K-Fest, Red Sky at Night.
Yeah, I mean, there's something happening in every corner of the grounds at any given time. So from time you walk in, you'll hear Pandemics playing steel pan music. You'll have all of the vendors lined up on Thatch Walk under the beautiful lights. Then you'll reach the festival stage where you'll have a DJ or live music happening inside the Harkwell Theater. There will be performances happening all throughout the evening. And then the Caymanian Village, we have performances happening there throughout the whole evening as well. And then among that is amazing vendors who make the event.
Rhonda Kelly is with co-organizer of the event, Kelly Holding, which is working alongside the Cayman National Cultural Foundation to ensure you have the best time yet at the 2026 Red Sky at Night. The event starts at 4 p.m. tomorrow at the Harkwell Grounds and will carry on through 11 p.m. You'll be able to get tickets at the gate. That is your local news at this hour. I'm April Cummings. Now to the BBC for stories making headlines around the world.
BBC News with Sue Montgomery. The head of the International Energy Agency has told the BBC governments must be more vocal about cutting energy usage to cope with the disruption caused by the war in the Middle East. The agency has advised measures including reducing driving speeds, avoiding air travel and working from home. President Trump has called his NATO allies cowards for their lack of involvement in the war. He complained they were not willing to help open the Strait of Hormuz. Israel says its strikes on Iran have killed the intelligence chief of the Basij militia. There's been no confirmation from Iran. Israel's prime minister has said he had no intention of denigrating Jesus Christ during a televised address on Thursday. Benjamin Netanyahu faced a backlash on social media for saying that in terms of power, Jesus had no advantage over Genghis Khan. In other news, the patent on the key ingredient of the weight loss drugs Wegovy and Ozempic expires today in India, paving the way for cheaper copies. India is the world's biggest supplier of low-cost and generic medicines. Investigators in Germany say they've shut down two of the world's largest botnets, networks that hijacked millions of compromised devices to launch cyber attacks. Police said the networks posed a global threat. Chuck Norris, the Hollywood actor and martial artist who rose to fame in over-the-top action films, has died. He was 86. Norris was the subject of one of the first major internet memes, Chuck Norris Facts, which played on his reputation for almost superhuman toughness. The Australian swimmer Cameron McAvoy has broken the world record for the men's 50-metre freestyle. The Olympic champion narrowly beat the old record, which was set 17 years ago. BBC News.